Yud Dalet Teves, Monday the 5th of January, Rabbi Shmuel Nussbaum. Tzitzis, for comfort or the mitzvah?
Good morning, Rabbi Sai. We're going to talk on two related subjects about tzitzis. We are learning at the moment in our koilet about tzitzis. There's a famous psul by making of tzitzis and making of sukkah and other mitzvahs, which is called Taseh V'lo Min Ha'Asu. When the Torah says make it, then you have to make it in a way that the making itself is making it on a bar chiyuva. You're making it on an object which is chayev the mitzvah, not before the chiyuv, the obligation is held. For example, the typical example, the easiest example, the Gemara says, if you have a three-cornered garment, and you would even intend to put a fourth corner on, but it's not there yet, and you put three tzitzis, or even one tzitzis, on a corner, and then later you add the fourth corner and make the fourth tzitzis, then the three tzitzis which you made before it had four corners are possible. You have to take them off, untie them, and do them again. Because when you made it, the beged was not a bar chiyuva. So if a beged is not yet chayev, hasn't yet got the obligation of the mitzvah, you can't yet do the mitzvah. There are some people who are therefore mahadir, although the Paschim say that it's not essential, to only make tzitzis in the daytime, because the mitzvah of tzitzis is in the daytime. So maybe in the nighttime, a beged is not a bar chiyuva. Now, la halacha, the Paschim say you don't have to be machmi. It's only a hidur. It's not something, if somebody wants to be machmi for himself, but it's not essential. Why? First of all, because according to the Rosh, a daytime beged miuchet for the day, even if you wear it by night, is chayv betzitzis. That means that be'etzim, you're putting tzitzis on a garment which you mean to be wearing mainly by day, so then it's a bar chiyuv even at night time. So although we don't say broch on it, that's because the Rambam says, no, it depends what time of day you're wearing it, whether you're chayv or not. It doesn't depend on what time the beged is normally worn. But nevertheless, even according to the Rambam, the beged, the chefetz of the beged is a bar chiyuva. The problem is, the object, the beged is a bar chiyuva, it's just the time is not. So therefore, the halacha, we don't worry about that problem of Taseh V'lo Min Ha'Asu, that a beged is not a bar chiyuva by night. A beged which is meyuchet for nighttime wearing, if somebody, for example, who buys a talis cotton, which he only wants to wear when he goes to sleep at nighttime, and he puts tzitzis on that, and then afterwards he decides, no, we'll use it for daytime. That's a real problem of Taseh V'lo Min Ha'Asu, at least according to the Rosh. Because it could be according to the Rambam also. Since you meant it for nighttime wearing, so something is meant for nighttime wearing, probably even according to the Rambam, who says that if you wear something in the a nighttime beged in the daytime, you are chayv betzitzis. Yes, but when you put it on for nighttime wearing. And therefore, which is not a mitzvah. And therefore, it would be a problem of Taseh V'lo Min Ha'Asu. Certainly, according to the Rosh, if you've got a nighttime beged, yuchet for the nighttime, and you put tzitzis on it, the tzitzis will be possible. You'll have to take them off if you want to change your mind and wear this beged ever daytime. There's another din, the Gemara in Menachas, that a zokin, sha'aso lichvoidoi. It's lichvoido here means for tachrichin, for after 120, he makes himself a talis. That is potter. It's potter from tzitzis. And therefore, the paskim say, that if there would be such a talis, which a person had specially made for after 120, and he afterwards wants to wear it in his lifetime, he cannot say a brocha on it. And if those tzitzis are not kosher for wearing in the lifetime, because they were made for that. We get the idea. So I want to ask a kasha, which bothered us for a few days when we were learning this sugya. I want to hear, maybe the Olim's got an idea. What about a beged which doesn't belong to the person who's going to wear it? It doesn't, maybe doesn't belong to Bar Chiyuv at all. It belongs to a goy. Or it belongs to a shop who wants to sell this beged, doesn't intend wearing it. We know that the mitzvah of tzitzis is... It doesn't say Sivik Dehem, but al Gedilim Taser Lecho al Arba Kanfis Kesus Chora Shetachase Boy, that the tzitzis has to be your, the garment has to be yours in order to have the mitzvah of tzitzis. For example, if you borrow a talis, then it's potter from tzitzis. Mefurish Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If you borrow a talis tzitzis shula, it's potter from tzitzis. Kol Shleishim Yer. You don't have to put tzitzis on at all. If you borrow a talis which you want to use for the mitzvah, and it's self-understood that you're borrowing it in order to use for the mitzvah, say brach on it, and the best thing to do is to say to the owner, please give it to me, like on first day sukkahs, is a matona al manos la'achzi, that the garment should be mine, al manos la'achzi. That's the best way to do it. But if you, even if you didn't say it like that, we say that the das of a person who gives away his talis, and the other one who is borrowing the talis, it's better not to call it borrowing, can I use your talis, can I have your talis, but if it's self-understood that it's for the purpose of making a brocha on it, so then he means to give it to you as a matona in a way that you should be mekayim the mitzvah. But if it's not yours, if the beggar is clearly not yours, then it's potter from tzitzit. So wouldn't it be a hidur, Rabbi Isai, to first make sure that you've bought your talis, you who want to use it, and then put the tzitzis on? And I haven't found in any of the paskim such a hidur. Although when I asked one Talmid Chacham, he said to me, I always buy my talis first before I put the tzitzis on. And I don't have the shop do it or somebody else do it. It still belongs to the moicha, but it should be mine. He said Talmid Chacham told me that he, but it's not something mentioned anywhere in the paskim. I haven't found it in any sefer. Maybe somebody, I would be very pleased if somebody could find it, would find such a hidur somewhere, because there is a svara to it. Why don't we find that there is such a thing that the beggar should be yours, b'shas you make the tzitzis on it, because otherwise it's not a bar chiyuva. If it wouldn't be yours, if it's not yours, then it's not chayv tzitzis. So the pashtus, like we said before, it's not a din in the cheftze, it's a din in the who it's owned by. But if one is makbid about a ksus yoin, so lichoira, if it's not yours, it's also, it's like a, it's not yours, it's a, isn't, wouldn't it maybe, couldn't it maybe be a chisar? And I want to strengthen this kasha with a Rashi in Menachas Daf Mem Aleph. There's a famous shitta that a talis is a choivas beged, which we don't paskin like that, which means that if you've got, the Gemara calls it a kli kufsa, a talis on the shelf, in a box, storage, it's chayv betzitzis. If you own a talis, even if you're not wearing it, it's a din, the talis needs tzitzis on it because you own it. So Rashi on that, Kli Kufsan, Mem Aleph Amad Aleph, it says, Talises horu uyin letzitzis. Afa pishe mekupeles munachas bekufsa. It's folded up and it's on the shelf, it's in a box. Chayeves betzitzis. Now Rashi had an obvious kasha on that. Because he goes on to say, Dehoil vo'imedes hi lehis kasois bo, asher techase bo kuyina be. Rashi had a kasha that in the posuk it says, asher techase bo. When you wear it, that's when you have to. And kesuscho, yours, says Rashi, since that's what it is oimedes for, that is what it is waiting for, standing for, this is what it's going to be done with it, so it's called already, we can say about this talis, that it's asher techasebo. Now, it has to be oimedes liskasoisbo, in order to be chayv. I want to ask you a shayla, about, according to this shitta, what would you say if somebody's got a shop with many talis cottons and talis godels, which he sells without tzitzis on it. According to the man Da'oma, that it's a choivas kufsa, it's a choivas talis, does he have to have tzitzis on every beged that he intends to sell, which you, to people who are going to be making the mitzvah? Lichoira not. Yeah, the posh of the svara is that the chiyuv is, if you, owner of the talis, are going to be wearing this talis, then even when it's in the on the shelf, in the box, you have to have tzitzis on. But if you don't, if it's not you who's going to be wearing it, there's no chiyuv. So what do we see from this, Rashi? This is what really strengthened my kasha, brought the kasha very sharply. So we see that a beged, which you are not going to wear, it's yours which you are going to wear, then the beged isn't a bar chiyuva. The beged is not chayv. And the man da'omar that it is a choivas talis, even though every other beged on the shelf, which you could one day wear, which is yours, you are chayv betzitzis, but the shop is not, because it's not yours which you are going to wear. So he bothered to come back to how we pass in Chayvas Gavra, that you only have to have tzitzis on your beged when you wear it. But the object, if we're talking about if the beged is a bar chiyuva, there shouldn't be a problem with taseh, it should be yours that you are going to wear. Not yours in the shop, or not belong. Now, this is I can strengthen the kashrut that the Mishnah Berurah definitely holds, that you don't have to worry about it. Because the Shulchan Aruch talks about a talis which you buy from a goy. And the whole discussion then, all the paskim, is that can you be sure that the tzitzis were tovui, were spun lishma, were attached lishma? Who did it? Who spun the tzitzis? The whole shail is whether it was done lishma. But nobody talks about that if it belonged to a goy, then it didn't belong to Bar Chiyuva. And how could you have tzitzis, how could the mitzvah putting tzitzis on not be a problem of taseh? It didn't belong to Bar Chiyuva. Nobody says that could be a problem. Because we're talking about a goy who's a soicha. We're talking about a goy who is going to be selling these garments to Eden. So there are. Now, if the goy would be meaning to wear it himself, and one would put tzitzis on it, that would be a problem. Because that's like a beged shel meis. It's never going to be worn by a bar chiyuva. But a beged which is intended to be worn by a bar chiyuva, that we don't find that there's any problem in the other poskim of having tzitzis on it already, as long as it was done lishma. Yes, lishma avada, the tzitzis have to be spun lishma, and according to halacha, we are makbid also, like some of the rishonim, it also has to be tied lishma. According to the Rambam, you don't need it, but you need the spinning lishma and the tying lishma. And placing in the beged lishma, we also makbid. But tasev elaymina also, because it belonged to a goy, if it was meant for the goy to wear, then it is a problem. If the goy made it, then it's definitely possible. There's no, unless maybe Omid al Gobba. No, even Omid al Gobba doesn't help by a goy. Helps by a cotton. But that's for sure. The problem of Lishma is definitely a problem by a goy. But in the Poskim, it doesn't say that, let's say a goy employs a yid, and he's got a mashgiach there, that only kosher tzitzis are put in Lishma. But the talis belongs to a goy. It belongs to, is there any problem with that? Wouldn't be any problem. That's my question. Why are we not makbid? That's my question. Very good. When you buy tzitzis, ready-made by a yid, made with kosher tzitzis, everything's kosher, but it didn't belong to you when it was put on? Why is that not a problem with Tassel Lemnos? That's my question. And we learn what's seen in the Poskim, that is a problem.
Possible that it's shlichus somehow, he's doing it on my behalf as a Zochel
Olam. Doesn't know about you.
He's doing it on behalf of the Loibish.
Shit, chassid.
Yeah, but he doesn't know who the Loibish is.
I can make a shliach. I can make a shliach to him to Loibish. If I own a beged, I can make a shliach to make sitters for me.
This midin shlichus would take away the problem of Tassel. Good shlichus. Shlichus, even without shlichus, before it. Then a shlichus zonk.
He was doing it on behalf of whoever's going to buy the beged.
Yeah. That is. Yeah, I agree with this. Maybe that's shlichus. You're like a shliach, and therefore it's not tase. But is the beged a bar chiyuva? The shail is. Does the fact that there's a shlichus makes the beged into a bar chiyuva? It doesn't belong to the person. It's oimid for that, maybe. I hear. But my kasha is more from this Rashi. Rashi says that if it's, according to Manda Omar, that the kli kufsa is chayav. Yeah? That if it's. It's poshut that you couldn't, that it wouldn't be chayav betzitzis if you don't intend wearing it, right? This soicha is not chayav betzitzis. So this way, let's turn the kasha this way around. According to Mandoma, that it's a choivas talis. This talis is chayav betzitzis. This one which you intend to sell, yeah, he has to have all the talisim in the shop already immediately have tzitzis on it. Lichoyavada not. So that means lichoyra that the beged is not a bar chiyuva. If it's not a bar chiyuva, so why isn't it also a problem la halacha of taaseh v'lo min ha'otzi? That's basically what I'm asking.
It's a commodity.
So,
before you sell it, it's a commodity. It's a commodity. It's not a beged.
It's yeah, it's a
beged.
Yeah, that's my kasha.
It comes
to the answer. It's a commodity.
I'm trying to answer it.
Yeah.
Does it
become
beged when you acquire it? Before that, it's just like a commodity, like a piece of metal.
So how could there be? How could the beged be a bar chiyuv if it's not yet a beged?
It's not.
So you want to say, you want to agree with me that you should only put tzitzis on after you buy it?
No, I'm saying that when you acquire it, you make it into a beggar, which automatically becomes about who you buy it.
Attractive.
But there's tassav elemina asui. It was made before there was a chiyuv on it. That's how we started the shiur. That if you make tzitzis on something which is not yet a beggar, then afterwards, when it becomes a beggar, the tzitzis are possible because you didn't make it onto a bar chiyuv. That's the din of tassav elemina asui. And I'm asking, why doesn't that apply here? So, in order to be machalik between this, I wanted to, the difference between a talis which belong, which the manda omar chayvas talis, the manda omar chayvas gavra. I think this is where we have to find the key to the answer. The Gemara says in Daf Mem Gimel here in Menachos that there was a story there. Somebody who came and heard the brocha when somebody was making tzitzis, was tying the tzitzis. And he said, what this tzitzi that I hear, what's the brocha going on here? When you make tzitzis, you say a brocha? Yeah. So the Gemara comes to Maskona that if tzitzis is a choivas talis, then when you make the tzitzis, you're doing a mitzvah. Because right now it's yours. And so even though you're not wearing it, the choivas is there. Right? So the putting and tying on the tzitzis is the mitzvah. That's when you're making the mitzvah. But the man, we pask him that it's a choivas Yavra, you only chayv betzitzis when you put the garment on. Yeah. Theoretically, once you put the garment on and then tie the tzitzis on, that's when then, theoretically, you could then actually say a brocha las yas tzitzis, although we don't, because we don't want to be mevatel the mitzvah by putting it on before we got the tzitzis on. And therefore, we put the tzitzis on before. Now, why isn't it tassav elemina osi? Because it's not yet, I'm not yet wearing it. So that Rashi already says, because it's oimedes lis kasis.
What about at night? Does the tzitzis at night? Also okay.
We said some on Mahader to make it only by day, because maybe the garment is not called Barchiva by night, but La Halocha, since it is a daytime garment, so the Chefza is a Barchiva. So, since the mitzvah is, according to Mandoma, that Choyvas Talis, Choyvas Kufsa, the mitzvah is Beshas, you make it. Now, the person who owns it is the one who's chayv to make the tzitzis. Rashi had a problem with that. He's not. If he's not wearing it, the posuk says Asher techasebo. Says Rashi Asher techase. If you will be wearing it, if it's oimed for wearing, and you are the owner and you intend wearing it, then you're chayv. About that we said. But if you're not the one who's intending to wearing it, you're intending for selling it, then the Torah is not talking to you to make the tzitzis leman doma choyvas talis. That's because b'shas, the making of it, that's when the mitzvah and the chiyuv is. Making is not wearing. But the Torah did say wear it. So it must be you intend to wear. The Torah meant. But leman do'omar choyvas gavra, the brocha, we don't say a brocha lasiyas tzitzis. The mitzvah we are mekayim when we put on the talis. The asiyah needs to be on a beged which is a bar chiyuv. Now, bar chiyuva can't mean that I'm wearing it now, because it's not shaykh to be wearing a beged and putting a tzitzis on at the same time without having this problem of wearing a beged without tzitzis. And therefore, the mitzvah must be a beged which is going to be worn. Again, leman do'amar choyvas talis, the beged is mine now, I'm chayv betzitzis. I am not wearing it, but you are going to wear it, so you're now chayv betzitzis, which has to put it on. But leman do'amar choyvas gavra, the chiyuv is not for now. The chiyuv of that is for later, when you will wear it. That's when the mitzvah is going to be. Only I need it to be a bar chiyuv now. If in the future it's going to belong to a person who will put it on and he will be a bar chiyuv, then it's already a bar chiyuv. In order for a beggar to be a bar chiyuv, it doesn't have to be already the one who owns it now is going to wear it. Because anyway it's not for now. It's for when it will be worn. So if when it will be worn, that's what I'm doing the mitzvah for, the beged is going to belong to, it's oimed to belong to a person who will be a bar chiyuva, then the beged is already called a bar chiyuva. Therefore, the yesod which we saw in this Rashi, the talis, which is a choyvas kufsa, is chayev betzitzis, because you are going to wear it, that's lemandom achoyvas talis. But lemandom achoyvas gavra, that is the actual kiyum mitzvah of tzitzis, is only later when you wear it. So when you make the tzitzis, you're not now being mekayim mitzvah of tzitzis. You're making it al shem ha'osid when it will be worn. Therefore, the chiyuv of asher techase is enough if it is al shem ha'osid, meaning that when it will be worn and the mitzvah will be fulfilled, it's oimed for that it will belong to the person who will wear it then.
Surely that's on the owner of the tzitzis as opposed to the Zman Sforim.
Therefore, the Moiche Sforim, the owner of the tzitzis at the time when he's made, doesn't matter that he never intends wearing it, but he intends selling it to a person who will be the owner when it will be put on. That's what makes the beged into a bar chiyuva. We're not talking about the lishma of the making it for a certain person. The lishma, and you can make it even when it belongs, we said, even when it belongs to a goy. It can be done lishma. But the question is, why isn't it tassel leminos? In other words, why is the beged called a bar chiyuva? Why is the beged called a bar chiyuva when it's in the shop? Why can the moichem put tzitzis on? Yeah. If we said that according to the Mandom HaChavis Talis, he's not chayev to. Yeah, the Mandom HaChavis Talis, you're not chayev to. That's because at the time of putting on the tzitzis, the Mandom HaChavis Talis, that's when the mitzvah is. What's the kesher with the owner at the time when he puts on the tzitzis that it could be a mitzvah? Rama? Must be that he's going to wear it. That's what Rashi says. That's the Mandom HaChavis Talis. But the Mandom HaChavis, therefore it's no chiyuv to put it on for the shopkeeper. Even the Mandom HaChavis Talis. But that it should have a shem bar chiyuva, that meaning that it isn't a problem of taseh v'lemin asui, that's enough that it's going to belong to the person who will wear it, who I tend it to sell. I tend to sell it, I'm a social, I want to sell it, somebody who will wear it, and he will be a bar chiyuva when he wears it. Since the mitzvah is when you wear it, so the bar chiyuva is if the beged is oimed to be owned by a bar chiyuva when it is worn. That's the difference. That's literally why we are not makbid on this.
Can a lady put on the tzitzis? Mm-hmm.
If it was made for a lady's garment, then the choyra.
No, can she make
armor
canvas for a man?
Whether it's possible for somebody who's not a bar chiyuva to do the mitzvah. Okay, it's a different sugya. It's a different sugya. It's not a shailin lishma. I don't think it's a shailin whether somebody's not bachiyuv. By Bris Mila, for example, it says that the mitzvah is upon a person who has got the mitzvah himself can also do the mitzvah. I don't know how we're passing about ladies. That is definitely a hidu that it should be made by bachiyuv. Thing have on certain seasons a label made by men. It's certainly a hidu. Some paskin it would be so.
Somebody has tzitzis, for instance,
which are museum. Yes, they're potter from tzitzis. Absolutely potter from tzitzis. And if one day the owner of the museum decides to put it on, he cannot say a broch on it. If he wants to say a broch, he would have to take the tzitzis off and put them on again. Absolutely, yeah. Also tzitzis which is for a masquerade for Purim. Yeah, if it's an only, you didn't borrow a real talis, but you made something artificial. Yeah, even if it's got four corners on it, you would put kosher chutim on it. If it was made only for an exhibition, for a masquerade, for disguise on Purim, that's not called asher techasebo. It's potter from tzitzis. That's what poskim say. It's potter from tzitzis. Those tzitzis would be possible if you put it on only for that, and certainly don't make a brocha when you put it on. Oh, that's a big sugya, the arichus. In a nutshell, when you use a talis for just a covered, for like a b'kas koyanim, for a brachat abris, for aliyah le'torah, yeah, then it's if you take your own talis, then you're putting yourself into a shayla if you say a brocha, unless you have in mind that I want to be mekayim the mitzvah now, I want to wear the talis, then you have to say the brocha and be misatif properly. The better thing to do, especially if you're in a hurry before when you've just been mechabed for a mitzvah, is to take somebody else's talis or the shul's talis, and then we say the automatic da'as of the person lending it and the person putting it on is not to be mekayim the mitzvah now. He's only doing it l'shem kovod of the kovod ha'Torah, and then even though if I would want it, the same talis for the mitzvah and this talis of the shul or I'm borrowing of somebody, he surely would want me to be mekayim the mitzvah. If I want to be mekayim the mitzvah, then he would be giving it to me matonas nachzir, and I can say a brocha. That's the standards of people. But when you take it just quickly for a kibbut, then the das of the lend and the borrow is that I don't mean it now to become mine, and therefore I'm potter from tzitzis. Better is to have in mind mefurish. One thing the Mishnah Berurah says, Bi'arlocha says, very interesting, this is a big chiddush, I saw afterwards that not everybody agrees with it, but the Bi'arlocha says that if you would take your own talis and you would quickly put it on without a brocha, without thinking that you're doing it for the mitzvah, your own talis, then not only you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, but you're being mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. He says you're wearing a garment without tzitzis on it. Because in order to be kind of mitzvah tzitzis, you have to have in mind that mitzvah. Mitzvah tzitzis kavona, we build in the Raisa. You're wearing a tzitzis of yours, a talis of yours. Yeah, and the tzitzis on it are kosher, but you had no machshava now of being a kind of mitzvah tzitzis, just to put something on the shame covered, and it hasn't got tzitzis on it. It says that we should wear it's a bitul mitzvah of tzitzis. It's like wearing a garment without tzitzis on it. The other people say that no avada, he's taking a tali, he's not taking a sheet, he's not taking a tablecloth, because he does subconsciously means it for the mitzvah. Okay, that's a very interesting question. The other nekuda which I want to talk about slightly later already, which is something which is. There's a Tosfos in Nidadaf Samach Aleph Amid Beis where the Gemara brought a Mishnah Tachriche Meitz Ein Bahem Mishum Kilayim, which shrouds with no problem of shatnez in the Tachriche Meitz. Why? Because right, I people might come to use it. Tachrichim is also banor. You don't need to make a gezeil. Asks Tosfos, what about loyeg l'rosh? Now, why is this a problem loyeg l'rosh? Because the Gemara says in Menachas. Now, it's not the way we usually understand it, but the Gemara says in Menachas, bahi shaita. When one actually buries the mace, one puts tzitzis on it. Now, the poskim say that that's talking about not the final burial, but as one's carrying him out. The talis should have tzitzis on because of loyeg l'rosh. Which means to say, if it doesn't have tzitzis on it, it's like saying to the mace, we are all chayv b'tzitzis, the ones who are carrying the mace, and the mace himself is not chayv b'tzitzis, so it's loyeg l'rosh. It's like saying, you haven't got mitzvahs anymore. Therefore, it should have tzitzis on there. Although the tzitzis are not kosher, because they were made for a mace, but nevertheless, it should have tzitzis on, so it shouldn't be loyeg l'rosh. Interesting. No, he hasn't got a chiv. No, vaday ramin on it. It's an inyan of kvoid ha-mace, so not to be loyeg l'rosh. To put tzitzis on it, it should look like he's doing the mitzvah. He's not doing the mitzvah. And those tzitzis are not kosher. But nevertheless, it should look like he's doing the mitzvah. And there shouldn't be loyeg l'rosh. That's what the Gemara says. He asks those first. So if you put kilayim, according to that Mishnah, onto a mace, isn't it also loyeg l'rosh? We all have to be makvid on shatnas. And you don't have to be makvid on shatnas. Interesting. Now, you could later on, it's going to be mechalik or something, which is obvious, which shows. But that's right. Since the ikke is what it looks like, but Tosfos first says something else. Upirish Rashbam, the ein boy isu, va'afilu lechay ki haygav nashein ames ne'ne boy. To wear a garment which you don't have hana'ah from, there's no isu if it's kilayim. Like for example, moichik sus a potter from kilayim. If you're selling, if you're just showing it, you're not having the hana'ah of wearing. You're just having the hana'ah of selling it. You're just call it hana'ah. You just want somebody else to see what it looks like. Yeah, then or you're doing it lavriach es hamas. You don't want to wear this garment. You just don't want the customs to notice that what you're smuggling here. So then it doesn't matter if it's kilay. So we see that if you wear a garment without hanoah, then you are potter, says the Rashbam. So the mace is not having hanoah because the mace is not a bar hanoah of wearing, and therefore even if he would be alive, so to speak, the way, the sort of non-hanor that he's having is potter from mitzvah, it's potter from kilay, it's potter from tzitzit. And therefore, it's not called loyeg l'rosh. Asks Tosfos, so why is tzitzit yesh is loyeg l'rosh? Tzitzit is also potter if you're not wearing it l'shem levisha. Then Tosfos says that tzitzit is special. Tzitzit is because tzitzit is shkulok neged kol ha-mitzvahs. It's like saying this person kept all the mitzvahs. And therefore, not to have tzitzis on is a particular loyeg l'rosh. Maybe it means because it's obvious. But al koponim, the Tosfos definitely says that if a chai would wear a garment with that non-hanor, like that a mace has, then he would be potter from tzitzis. Potter from the Isav Kilayim and potter from tzitzis. So we see from this Tosfos that in order to be chai of tzitzis, you have to enjoy wearing your garment. The sort of enjoyment which is normal when wearing a garment.
So there. When it's very, very hot outside.
Yes, Shlomo Zalman's got a whole shaila about it, that when the hot weather and you sweat from the beged, and you would much prefer not to put this talis cotton on, or even your talis godel when you come to shul, yeah, and you're sweating, and you're putting it on l'shem mitzvah, but is it l'shem levisha? Is it hanas levisha? So are you going to be potter for that, according to this Rashbam? Very interesting. According to this Shaila, it would come out that maybe it's better to have tzitzis on your natural garments, like they have sometimes these like open vest which you are wearing as a, and have tzitzis on that, because that's your Tahar Noas Levisha wearing it. Yeah? Whereas a beged that we have for Talis Cotton, is that called Tahar Noas Levisha? We're doing it for the mitzvah. Interesting Shaila. So what does Reb Chaim Zalman say? Well, says Reb Chaim Zalman, we don't pass like this Rashba. Why? How does he know we don't fast like this Rashba? I would say pashtus, because we don't find in any of the poskim that you have to be makbid to have hanoas levisha, which asks you where you're going. It doesn't say anywhere that if you're not enjoying it for one reason or another, that you're potter from tzitzis. It's not mentioned in the poskim. So Rav Shlomo Zalman understands that we don't paskin like this Rashba. Now, what about wearing a talis godel when you don't enjoy wearing it? It's very hot. Yeah, it's not the way we wear garments. We're doing it only for the mitzvah. So I thought of a to be machalik like this. If you're in shul and everybody's wearing a talis, now one of the reasons we wear garments, nice garments, because we want to look nice, we want to be like everybody else, we want to be normal. Everybody's wearing a talis and I'm not wearing a talis. We find the whole halachas about that. Embarrassed, you don't even have to take it off if it's possible in certain cases in shul because of embarrassment. That means that that's called Hanuas Levisha. Hanuas Levisha doesn't just mean cold and hot. Hanuas Levisha means you want to be respected among people. You want to look nice. That Hanuah certainly is there in a Talis Godel in shul. What happens though, if you're davening at an airport and you're rather embarrassed to put this Talis on, and you really wouldn't want to put this Talis on, but you're doing it for the mitzvah? No? So you haven't got Hanuas Levisha after? Yeah. Is there a problem with that? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's his psak, so La Halacha, he says, that since the derech is, it's become the derech, to wear these garments, whether it's a talis godel or a talis cotton, and this is the way we do wear it. We do it for the mitzvah, but it's the minhag to wear it like that, so it has become a beged, a halacha of a beged, and whether right now I'm enjoying the wearing or not, that does, it's not ma'akev halacha. And that's why we are, again, it's not something you mentioned in the poskim, to be ma'akev that you should be having a nas levish. Nonetheless, we would say, now, I must point out one more word, that these garments that which are natural garments, which have got tzitzis on, if you've got a vest or something like that, it's very important to have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah, because if you're just putting it on the shem levisha without the kavona of the mitzvah, you've got the problem of tzichas kavona. So we've got now two chalokim. Mitzad echad, the fact that you're enjoying the wearing is a big maila, because that's ashet chasev. Mitzad sheini, if you only have anor for the enjoyment of the beged and you don't think about the mitzvah, then you might not be making the mitzvah at all. So we need both. We need mitzad echad, I'm wearing this garment because it's a beged which I enjoy wearing. And mitzad sheini, of course, b'shas I put the tzitzis on, I think, the shame mitzvah's tzitzis.